97% of businesses in Maine have fewer than 20 employees, according to the Small Business Administration. Many operate on tight margins even during good economic times. But now, as the pandemic and its effects linger on, some of those small businesses are now being forced to shut their doors for good. As part of our series, Deep Dive Coronavirus, Robbie Feinberg reports on business owners in one sector of the hospitality industry that are facing hard decisions.
Todd and Angie Eaton never thought they'd open up a restaurant. But 2 years ago, when they saw an opportunity to buy a small family diner in Herman outside of Bangor, they took the plunge.
We were driving by one day. We seen that it was for sale, and we knew that it was a good location. So we figured, you know, we'd give it a shot and see what we could do with it. And
after some renovations, the restaurant called the Just Down the Road Grill opened in the fall of 2018. And quickly, Eden says, it gathered a following. Regulars who'd show up for trivia, cornhole, local music performances. Eden says it was a place that made you feel at home.
My favorite part was getting to join everybody on the other side of the table. You know, just interacting with them, the trivia, that was the fun part of it, the not-so-business part of it.
But when the novel coronavirus arrived in Maine, everything came to an end. Eden says the restaurant closed in mid-March. He explored offering takeout or applying for federal loans, but he says the options didn't make sense for his business. And after weeks of no income, on top of already slim profit margins, the decision became clear. It was time to close for good.
We kind of knew immediately that it was going to hit us quick and pretty hard, and we just wrote it out as much as we could. I would say probably 3 weeks into it, we kind of knew that where we stood, we didn't really have much of a chance to reopen.
The Edens aren't alone. One recent national survey reported that almost 2% of small businesses said they had closed permanently because of COVID-19.
There is no question that for every day that goes by, the threat continues and becomes more acute, and the probability of losing even more is very apparent.
Dana Connors is the president of the Maine State Chamber of Commerce, which last week released a survey revealing that 16% of responding businesses said that it was extremely unlikely that they could open this summer. 8% said that it was extremely unlikely they'd be open in a year.
You also have to recognize that many of them don't have deep pockets. They don't have those reserves that allow them to work through a period of challenge like this. They live more on the razor's edge, as we like to say. And so that threatens them every day, every week that it gets prolonged. It's possibly their business's existence.
The federal government has offered support with its Payroll Protection Program, or PPP, which provides short-term forgivable loans. The Federal Small Business Administration says more than 25,000 Maine businesses have received more than $2 billion through the program. Industry groups say the loans have been a lifeline for many, but not for some. Judy Budman is the owner of two restaurants in Presque Isle, Café Sopresso and Café Demoiselle. She says she considered a PPP loan, but quickly saw that specific requirements, including using only a certain amount of the funds on operating costs and bringing back all of her staff by the end of June, made that option unworkable. Without income, Budman had to consolidate both of her restaurants into one building to save money. Then, she says, her landlord decided to sell the property and asked her to leave.
It was pretty scary at this point in our life to, you know, take on $50,000, $60,000 in debt when we've never had debt. So that wasn't an option either, and that was a major factor. And we just sort of decided to close down until things got better.
Hospitality Maine President Steve Hewins says it's restaurants and hotels that could ultimately be most affected by COVID-19, particularly if the state's 14-day quarantine rule for out-of-staters keeps many from visiting.
I think a lot of the damage being done to hotels and restaurants now is from the perception that Maine's closed. And, you know, there's people booking, would normally be booking now for July and August, and they're not doing it. So That's the biggest thing.
The state says it's working with the industry to re-examine the quarantine rule and adjust it in a way that can protect both public health and business. And it's already made some changes, including loosening restrictions in several rural counties. Heather Johnson is the state's Commissioner of Economic and Community Development.
In partnership with industry and other states and healthcare experts, I'm confident that we will find a solution that keeps people safe and keeps businesses running.
But Steve Hewen says that even with policy changes and new kinds of safety protocols, it's going to take a long time for the industry to rebound and for customers to feel fully comfortable heading out again. That's why some industry officials say additional federal assistance will likely be needed to ensure that Maine small businesses can stay afloat. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.